We're turning tonight to Jeremiah chapter 37, and I want to center what we're thinking about on the question that was asked by a king. Jeremiah was asked in verse 17 by the king of his day, "Is there any word from the Lord? Is there any word from the Lord?" It might be that Jeremiah thought this was a very important moment for him to be asked by the king, "Is there any word for the Lord?" There was an occasion when I was once made to feel very important. I visited Port Harcourt in Nigeria, and our friend who was here on Thursday night, Annie Ekpo, had asked me to come over and preach at a conference. And it was at the time when you had the old blue British passports, and written on it was my occupation, Minister of Religion, which is what at that time we were advised to put on passports. And I arrived in Nigeria, the plane landed, and there was a huge queue of people queuing up to go through the customs and the visa, and a very large lady soldier was walking up and down the queue, checking everybody's passport. I used to have an elder in Swansea who used to talk about a lady of some area. Well, this was a lady of some area, and quite a formidable-looking lady. She asked me, "Can I look at your passport?" She looked at my passport. And she looked at me. "You," she said, "you are Minister of Religion." "Yes," I said. "Oh," she said, "come with me." She marched me straight down the line, straight through all the process, stamped the passport, straight through, ordered soldiers to pick up my luggage, escort me. And I thought to myself, what is happening? What's happening? It's like a VIP treatment. And Annie Ekpo was there at the airport waiting for me. She got the people to make room for his car, to pick me up, and everything was arranged by her. And afterwards I said to Annie, I don't know what happened at that airport today. Why did she take me straight through all the visa and the customs and clear everybody and get them to carry my luggage? Oh, he said, she looked at your passport, and where it said Minister of Religion, like Minister of Education, or Minister of Agriculture, she thought I was the British Minister for Religion in the whole country. So she whisked me through everyone. He said, that's why you were treated like a VIP. Well, I don't know if Jeremiah had that sort of experience in this passage, but he's brought into the royal palace, and the king is asking him, is there any word from the Lord? Now, maybe we won't be asked that question by rich and famous people. But it may be there are times when people want to know, what has God got to say about something? And the challenge of this passage is that whenever we are asked that, or wherever it may be, that we have the courage to bring them a message from the Lord, a message even which sometimes they may not want to hear. But we are to love them enough to say it as it is. So let's look first of all at the request. It's a moment of crisis in the life of Zedekiah the king, and it's a moment of crisis in the nation of Judah. The king was a puppet king. He'd been put in place by the Babylonians. They're called the Chaldeans in this chapter. Chaldeans and Babylonians, it's their alternative names for the same people. So the Babylonians were pulling the strings, and this king, Zedekiah, was supposed to dance to their tune. One commentator has called him a marshmallow. Another has called him a cushion, a man who bore the imprint of whoever sat on him last. So Zedekiah has been persuaded, though, by his political advisers to rebel against the superpower, Babylon. It was a suicidal thing to do. But they persuaded him, rebel against Babylon, and Egypt will come and bail us out. But it didn't happen that way, and Zedekiah was facing ruin. I think Zedekiah was more a weak man. He's been described as a politician for post-Christian times. A politician who's ruled by opinion polls. Well, we know plenty of that in our nation at this time. He wasn't particularly hostile to Jeremiah. His nephew Jehoiakim had been very hostile. Jehoiakim, this morning we were thinking, had cut up the scroll on which Jeremiah's prophecies were written, and he'd thrown them, burnt them in the fire. If you want to see a picture of what that looked like, have a word with Mr. David Lacey. He has got a picture that he drew as a teenager, and he won a prize for drawing what happened when the king cut up and burnt the scroll. And he's also got a very interesting book, Publio, that you should have a look about Brazil. He won it as a prize for his picture. So, here's the king. And he seems to want to listen to the prophet, but it may be in his heart he had an uneasy realization that there was something different about Jeremiah. That Jeremiah was a man of God. That Jeremiah had something vital to say. Zedekiah wasn't a believer himself, but he could perhaps see the reality of true spiritual life in Jeremiah. It may be you have friends or neighbors or colleagues who are not Christians. They may have no religious commitment. But sometimes when a crisis occurs in their life, they'll ask you to pray for them. When I worked in the police force for a while, I had a friend called Hugh Griffiths, and he was training me. And he used to tease me quite a lot about being a Christian. But then when something really happened in his life which shook him, one day he came into work, he said to me, "Will you pray for me?" Now he wasn't nasty teasing, but he teased me and made jokes and things. But when something serious was happening, he had that realization, "Will you pray for me?" Sometimes there's that uneasy sense that people have that there is a God who speaks by his word. And when Zedekiah asks Jeremiah to come, "Is there any word from the Lord?" Now that's different from what had happened before. We're told in verse 2 that neither the king nor his servants nor the people of the land gave heed to the word of the Lord which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. So Jeremiah had been laughed at, ignored, marginalized, even pushed to the fringes and hated. Nobody had wanted to hear him. But now there is this crisis, the king wants to hear him. Is there any word from the Lord? And I'm saying, if you're a Christian tonight, you may be asked that question. Perhaps not as directly as this, but you're still asked the question in a way. Because the age in which we live, there's a widespread fascination with what's called spirituality. Modernism, by and large, is dead. The view that everything is rational and measurable. There's now a longing for transcendence, for something outside, a longing to be in touch with something or someone outside ourselves.